Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. Today is an episode in the replay series in which we look back at past episodes for those new to the podcast. We're looking today at episode 33, which originally aired in 2023. I discuss the important topics of transcripts and bundles. They're important items in the court system, and I discuss how the way they are now hampers justice and reflects the prehistoric condition of family law in the UK. I also give my thoughts on how this can be improved. So without further ado, here we go. Welcome to the podcast. In episode 2, I gave 6 ideas of simple reforms, and we covered another one in episode 32. Today, I just want to cover a few more. They may seem side issues, but for parents in the court system, they hamper access to justice and cause overwhelm, intimidation, and stress. So they're very important, and they also affect the course of justice in family law. I have found these issues to be continual, but also simple to fix in my 5 years of the family court in England. Transcripts isn't the first I want to talk about. I'm told these can cost thousands of pounds. Why? These days, there are apps and AI software to make transcriptions. Many of us are very familiar with these. Even if a transcript was done in a traditional way, transcripts are important and should be free. Some people, probably the companies with juicy court contracts to produce transcripts, may say software has problems. But how do we know the official transcripts don't have problems and errors? In fact, why can't courts issue actual audio recordings? What would be wrong with that? Some countries televise court hearings. Although that may not be what we want in family law cases, some of us will, some of us won't, standard privacy clauses in court orders would apply. So why not give the audio and an AI transcript to parents for them to use and rely on? How much cheaper and quicker would that be than the current system of making it hard to get transcripts, but also expensive? The answer is, it's a lot better. My suggestion is a lot better. Last year, I was in the High Court in a hearing, and my direct access barrister questioned a point to do with a previous hearing. The opposing barrister turned around and said that I could have requested a transcript. Now, at the time, I didn't know I was entitled to one, let alone know the process or the cost. All parents should know. There's so much of the process we are kept in the dark about for no reason, and this only serves to degrade the system and access to justice. Another example, a few months ago, I was in a local court hearing with a circuit judge. And he said he was sure he would have said something in the last hearing. He was trying to recall something he had said. And he said, I'm sure that what I would have said was. But he was wrong. I remembered that he didn't say what he thought he'd said. He misremembered. There was no transcript to show one way or the other. And it's too cumbersome to get one after the fact. And it is often hard to be effective after the fact. There must be times when an important point is at stake only for the process to flounder without a transcript to hand or a recording. A transcript and or recording should be automatic and free at the end of each hearing and available in the bundle for the next hearing. This would serve to make hearings more transparent, which is another bonus.
The second thing I want to talk about today are court bundles. I'm astonished at the poor quality of court bundles. A few examples. I've delivered crystal clear PDFs to my child's solicitor, but when they put it into the court bundle, it looked like it had been printed out on a dot matrix printer, faxed a few times for good measure, then printed at an off-center angle. It was fuzzy and not very readable. It was poorly printed, and such was the effect that a judge may not have even read it. If I was cynical, I may think that was tampering with the evidence. If I was cynical, I may think that was the solicitor's aim. And I do, in my case. Whatever the case, though, there is no excuse for doing that. These days, most documents are sent between people in electronic word processed form, so almost everything should be crystal clear and readable for the judges. Second example, because most documents are sent electronically, they should be searchable, but they're not in court bundles. They seem to be just paper form. Why is this? Bundles can contain hundreds of pages. If they're not searchable, evidence may not be found in a hearing, even if you know it's there. One of the skills of a good barrister is their knowledge of a bundle and their skill at knowing their way around it. This should be easier for lay people to do, and it would be if the bundle was electronic and searchable. It would even help judges as well. If somebody, a lay person, a barrister or a judge, knows something is in a bundle, but they can't search for it electronically, it hampers truth and justice. Bundles should be, where possible, searchable PDFs or similar format. School children make better documents than some of the bundles produced by expensive lawyers, yet our courts run on these bundles. Third example, bundle preparation is another problem area in the court process. Sometimes there are months between hearings, yet a bundle is prepared in the last minute in a scramble, similar to how a Premier League transfer deadline works, where everything's done at the 11th hour. Sometimes I've been given a bundle to agree a few days before a hearing with little time to agree changes or add to. It seems like gamesmanship to me, and it's not appropriate for children's cases or for any other case for that matter. Before one hearing at the High Court last year, the opposing barrister changed the order of the documents in a bundle that had been largely unchanged for a few months or a few hearings. They changed that at the last minute before a High Court hearing, causing my barrister and I to have little time to make sense of our own bundle references. In my opinion, it was pure gamesmanship by the other side, yet when we mentioned it in court, the judge did nothing. If I see these holes in the system with quality of bundles and transcripts and gamesmanship, this must be happening to tens of thousands more parents, and there's no excuse for it. Why doesn't the Ministry of Justice build an app or a website for parties to share documents and agree a bundle orderly and in good time? There could be a section for documents to be uploaded that could be done in a linear fashion. You know, if you've got 6 months between a hearing, it can be done weeks or months ahead of the hearing, not at the last minute. Things can be agreed in good time, in a proper, orderly way. There's no excuse for the scramble that happens at the moment. An app or a website could also have a section for documents not agreed. It could also include video and audio links where needed. This would enable bundles to not be reduced, as they sometimes are. For example, in my case, the opponent's solicitor deleted 112 pages of police evidence before a final hearing. That evidence details 17 times my co-parent had called police, and the police found that I'd done nothing wrong, and that they explained this to the co-parent numerous times. Her solicitor deleted it from the bundle. It had been there at fact find. It was not there in the final hearing. It's not surprising that in my case, her solicitor wanted that evidence gone from the judge's view, but it should not be allowed to happen. A simple app that allows timely preparation of bundles and also flags when things are removed to the other party and the judge would be a much better system. It would be simple and cheap to do. I've even heard a judge complain about the quality of a bundle in a hearing. I bet many judges find bundles hard to navigate and find them confusing. This is not a side issue. Quality bundles are key to the process of court. Yet, nothing is done to change the system. Change is needed. And just one aside before I finish on bundles, hopefully one day soon, AI will listen to court hearings similar to how Siri and Alexa work. Perhaps it could intervene in a court hearing with fact-checking or to answer questions about a bundle or a transcript. Technically, that is not too far away from being possible. Okay, let's wrap it up. Conclusions are that the family court needs to move out of the Stone Age. Transcripts and high-quality modern bundles should be automatic and free. There's lots of money in the system, in the court system, that would be better spent on low and no cost solutions to improve things for children and parents. Many parents go into the system and know nothing of bundles and transcripts. Why would they? Some of them may have debt or mental health problems and are left on their own to be intimidated and flounder with bundle preparation and lack of transcripts. This is even more so when the other side may be engaging in false and malicious allegations and may have legal aid. So it's totally uneven to start with. And then you throw bundles and transcripts into the mix to make it even worse. There are many other aspects I could list. I have listed in episode 2 and I will list in future episodes. The system is broken. And it is a shadowy and dark system resisting the modern world. We need to shine a light on it and improve things. We need to begin changing family law at every level for the benefit of children and good parents, and also changing the law and systems around it so that many cases don't even need to reach court. That's all for now. Wherever you are on your journey, best wishes, take care, and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.